And welcome to the 30th episode on the Detour series. Hi everyone, how are you all doing? Hi guys, thank you for joining in. This is our 30th episode on the Detour series. Since we can't really go out there and explore the outside world, we thought that why not delve within, right? When they say that when you can't go outside, go within. So with that in mind, today's session, we're going to be talking about living in a reality of possibilities. Hi everyone, I'm Taruna Seth. I'm the navigator in chief and co-founder at Encompass Experiences. We have been running this Detour series since lockdown last year, and we've got some great feedback. Thank you for always tuning in and for the lovely feedback that we get from you. So today, the session, like I said, it's about living in a reality of possibilities. This is even more important in the world today because we live in a world full of uncertainty, distress, and conflict. So joining me today, we have Anshul Bedi. She's an Access Consciousness practitioner and a co-founder at Soullution Healing that helps people become more aware of their hidden subconscious belief to step into a reality of possibilities. You must have seen, I always kind of use this caption on Instagram saying, what else is possible? So we're going to be talking about that and much more with Anshul. Let me bring her on. Hi Anshul, are you there? She's joining in from Soullution. All right, let me just send her a request. All right, so just waiting for Anshul to join in. Hi Anshul, can you hear me? Can you see me? All right, I'm sending a request. All right, just waiting for Anshul to join in. Hi.
Hi Taruna, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Very well, so happy to be here.
Yes, finally. I've been meaning to chat with you for such a long time.
We met, I think back in 2019, was it?
That's right. At an Access Bar class, and we met, and so I was just really kind of intrigued, and I was very impressed by the tools that Access Consciousness can provide to people, right? So I thought, let's kind of deep dive into it and talk a bit more about it. Why don't you start by telling us what is Access Consciousness for those who have never heard of it? And also tell us a little about your journey, how you got into this practice, and why do you swear by it?
Okay, so Access Consciousness, it's very difficult when people tell you to explain it in a couple of words, because Access Consciousness is the entire universe in itself. And more than being a form or a modality of healing, I believe it's like a way of life. And you don't have to be certified, or you don't have to be practiced in all of those tools to be able to use it in your life. And obviously, I am practicing it for the last 6 years. My journey started 6 years ago. It was back in 2014, I believe, when I took my first Access Bars class. So at that time, I took my bars class because I was in a situation of need. I was in a situation of desperation. There was a personal crisis in my life that I was dealing with. And I was newly married, actually, and my husband had an accident. So the doctors were doing their best to treat him, and they told us that it's going to take a few years or whatever for him to get better. He was on really strong medication. So you see, with that intense desperation and looking for a ray of hope from anywhere, actually, that's where I entered the doors of energy healing. A dear friend introduced me to Access, to Theta Healing, and I would take my husband for therapy. And while I would be sitting outside in the waiting room, I would just go on Googling about what is Access, what is it that they do with my husband inside. And so I would just go on reading, Googling, and I saw him improve. His improvement was impeccable. And that's when I really wanted to learn it for myself. So I thought I could learn it, use those tools, run bars for him. And I would do that. I learned bars, and I remember giving him bars every day for almost 8 to 10 months. And like, you know, long sessions, like 90 minutes and 2 hours. And he is great today. My husband's doing great. Touch wood. So thankful to the universe. So in fact, Taruna, when you and I met 2 years ago, I again started my journey of Axis and Theta all over again. I was there in that bars class. I had done it before. I was practicing it. But right. I was again in that energy of maybe doing it for myself this time. So I just wanted to kind of reinstate into the universe that this time I am back here, but I'm here for me. I'm not here for anyone else. And I'm ready to be the contribution to whoever requires, but I want to explore my greatness. I want to explore my own potencies. So that was, I think, a new journey altogether. And that one bars class, it really added value to my life. And sorry about that. So it's been so good since then. And both Jessica and I, we are certified Access Consciousness practitioners. We've done so many more courses of Access Consciousness after that. It's become a way of life now. It's been a beautiful journey. It did not start right. So, but I think it's never too late and it always keeps getting better. And that's, I think, one little learning I want to share with you and with all the listeners, that a lot of times when people come in for personal sessions now, they come in a situation of crisis. That is the problem. We only end up choosing greater for ourselves when we have a crisis in hand. Like I had a crisis in hand. So the entire concept is to choose greatness even when you're doing good. Because consciousness and these tools of self-improvement and therapy will always take you to a greater zone. You always have the capacity to out-create. So why not start out-creating when you're doing good? Why do you have to wait for a difficult situation to show up?
Sure.
That's one of the things I believe, and I always keep choosing greater for me. Even now, when things are good, I know that things can always be better. And like you say, like you asked this question, how does it get any better than this?
Yeah. No, I absolutely love it because I must confess, I don't know the details of how it works, but I do believe, in this all pervading superpower that we all kind of draw our energy from. So like you said, you know, it's so important to be connected. Even if you're in distress, why only in distress?
But yeah, why not out of choice?
Yeah, when things are perfect. And I think you put it so beautifully that we need to kind of be aware, self-aware, and be connected even when things are going well, and be in gratitude, and you know, kind of ride that wave as we go along. So that's amazing. Thank you for sharing, Angel. That's your personal story and how you got into Access. Let's talk a little bit about when it comes to mental health. Over this course of this past 1 year of the pandemic, I mean, we're hearing so much more about mental health issues because obviously it's been kind of a life-changing event for a majority of people on the planet, I would say, right? So mm-hmm. So how can you provide us with some tools when it comes to mental well-being or, you know, mental health? Like, can you provide some tools that you would provide through Access Consciousness?
So, Taruna, lately, the situation has literally gone out of control. And we are so accustomed to working within our comfort zones. And this is something new that was shown up to us. Who could have imagined something like COVID and a pandemic suddenly showing up and we're happily living our lives? So it's just kind of pushing you out. And a lot of people were not being able to take it, including myself. It's not that just because I'm a practitioner of Access Consciousness, my life turns out to be perfect every day. No, right. You've got to deal with everything, but you've got to be in the present moment. And there are a lot of tools that you can from Access Consciousness use. And I think I have not used the tools as much as I think the last 1.5 years since I learned about something called coronavirus in the world. And there's been an emotional overwhelm for everyone. And now I think the last 1 month, 3 weeks, we have seen the worst situation in Delhi, in our country for that matter. It's been so bad. Every second household has been touched by COVID. And you've seen the situation outside, Taruna. It's bad. People are looking for oxygen cylinders, ICU beds and injections, and the story goes on. So it's been a terror. And lately, we have been getting clients who just come because they're so anxious. They're like, what if I am in that situation? So that worst case scenario has already been imagined by all of us because we've literally seen it with our eyes. We switch on the TV and the news tells us that. Social media is so overloaded with that information. So I think one of the greatest tools that we can use, that I use for me at all times, is, so just 2 weeks ago, there were four members in my house altogether down with COVID. So it's been a tough one for everyone, including me, including, I think, I don't know anyone who's not been at the effect of COVID right now. And obviously you get anxious, you get scared. So one tool that I've been using, which I would want everyone over here to use, it's called who does this belong to? Mm-hmm. You just have to ask this question. Every time you feel so anxious, overwhelmed, scared, you get very, very upset about what's really going on. And all of that state of depression starts to consume you. And you become totally as if, you know, you go into that state of, it's called beyonds. In the study of Access Consciousness, it's called beyonds. It's called that state because you've totally lost yourself. You've totally lost your balance. You've lost your emotional control. So every time you feel that, I would request all the listeners here to just ask this question to the energy of the universe. Okay, so who does this belong to? Who does this belong to? And keep saying that till you actually start feeling light. Now, how that works is, all of us are like satellite receptors, you can say. And we're constantly tapping into information all around us. And right now we're tapping into the entire global situation of the pandemic. It's not been an easy journey for any one of us.
Right.
So when you tap into that energy, you start thinking and believing that that entire depression, that anxiety is all yours. So this client, she came to us, and again, she was complaining about the anxiety. She's like, what do I do? What if my parents get it? My father is a heart patient. And what if my children get it? I am not being able to deal with it. And I have panic attacks, literally, help me out. So I kept asking her, I said, who does this belong to? Who does this belong to? And she's like, Anshul, that is so silly. It belongs to me. I'm literally hyperventilating when I get anxious, and you can't say that it's not mine. And I kept on asking her, I said, okay, so who does this belong to? And when I kept asking her that, she's like, actually, you know what? It's not even mine. My dad gets so freaky because he's a heart patient, and he's put this stress in my mind. It's really not mine. So you see, when you ask this question, you start tapping into the awareness of you, that you are supposed to be an infinite being who's only supposed to have, feel joy, be joy, create joy. And all of these emotions of emotions of anxiety, sadness, depression, it's all a lie. When you ask this question, it's literally like just telling your mind that it's really not mine. It doesn't belong to me.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do that, you start easing out all of that heaviness from your heart, from your system, and you start feeling at ease.
Right.
So I would want everyone to try this. I know it is a really wacky tool. And when I learned about it like a few years ago, I'm like, listen, I am not doing this nonsense, because this is crazy. This is really crazy.
And I think there are cynics out there who still think it's crazy, because, you know,
yeah, so that's
I get told all the time by, I mean, some people who are very close to me as well, they're like, how does it get better than that? Like, what is that supposed to mean? You know, I'm like, well, you get it. You know, it's one of those things. And it's so interesting, actually, when you the tool that you just gave us, who does it belong to? I think it is so powerful. You know, there's this story of this woman who's in rural India. She's on a train and she's going from one village to the other. And all this while, though she's on a train, she has a little potli with her clothes in it. And she's carrying that potli on her head while she's on the train traveling, right? So I think it's very kind of akin to what you just said. It's like, you take all the stress when it doesn't really belong to us. She could have easily just kept it on the train, because the train is moving and her luggage is going to move along with her. But she chooses to still put it on her head and travel on the train.
And that is exactly what we do with our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. We perceive it from other people and label it as ours. And we keep hanging around with that potli of emotions all day long.
Right.
You've got to just tell yourself that this is really not me. This is not mine. And that's how you free yourself of all of this. And like I said, I know these tools are really crazy. So please use it for yourselves. Don't buy into what I say. Never buy into what anybody says, actually. Try it out in your own life. See if it works for you. And what is it that you lose at the end of it? Not that we're in a good situation and we can run out of it. So we've got to kind of deal with it. And what will you lose? I think the only thing you'll end up losing is your anxiety at the end of it. So it's worth a try. So keep trying out for any situation. All these tools of consciousness, they're so versatile. So even if you're feeling angry at someone, or you're just irritated with your kids, or whatever's going on in the house right now, we're so confined to our spaces, and there's so much of emotional stuff going on with family members, working from home with your kids. So keep asking. I think this is one tool which is always at hand with me, always for my emotions and my little bit of irritation and frustration at times. I just keep saying, who does it belong to? And it really eases me out.
Lovely, lovely. Who does it belong to? I mean, that's another one that I've learned today. So, and let's talk a little bit about what else is possible, because that's one of the more, you know, kind of popular ones that people have heard. Could you break that out for us as well?
See, what else is possible is the greatest tool. It's the greatest question from Access Consciousness, which just creates possibilities. So please start your day by asking this question. I ask this question. I think it's on my lips all the time. I don't know how to be without this question anymore. And talking about that bars class that I attended with you, Taruna, I came with the energy of what else is possible now. Because earlier when I did my first bars class 6 years ago, 6 to 7 years ago, I came with the energy of, oh, let me fix my husband now. Okay, you see, with that intense desperation. In that class, I was with the energy of, okay, so what else is possible for me now? What else is possible? And how does it get any better than this for me? And I ended up creating this little page on Instagram, and we have been meeting clients from all around the world. And now, so when COVID happened, actually, we had started, just before COVID, we had started facilitating people professionally for the first time, both Jessica and I. We created a studio in our house, and it was going well. And then suddenly COVID came, and everything was in a lockdown, and we could not meet people anymore. And we were like, okay, so our business started, and now it's already out of the picture. And then I'm like, okay, so before we get to that conclusion, let's just keep asking what else is possible for our work. What else is possible for our work? And we could have never imagined doing healing sessions online.
Right.
Like, isn't that weird? Who does healing online? Is that even possible? But now we have clients from all across the globe. Something that I could have never, ever, ever imagined for my workspace. So that is the energy of this question. And like I said, extremely versatile. Use it anywhere. Use it in the littlest of situations to the biggest situations. Keep asking. A friend of mine, I think I really bother her with all my tools of consciousness now that she knows me very closely. So she was helping a friend in need who required an ICU bed in the current COVID situation, and there was nothing showing up for her. And because she's so aware of these tools, she kept asking, she kept asking. And as and when she kept asking, she literally had everything organized for her. In fact, the person she was looking for, that person improvised. And he did not require it for more than one day. And everything just set up that easily. So when you ask this question, the universe will create possibilities for you in a way that you not necessarily can imagine.
Right.
So your job is only to ask the question and not think about what is really going to show up. Allow the universe to surprise you. Just be that little child who asks that question and minds their own business, just moves on with their day. You've got to be that crazy to be able to play with these tools. Right. Ask the question, mind your own business, allow the universe to do a little bit of magic for you, rearrange itself, and just keep waiting for awareness to show up for you. That's exactly how these tools work.
Right. So it's almost like seek and you shall find.
Exactly.
Right? So you ask the question and it will happen. You're kind of putting it out there into this super energy. Like I think of universe as this super energy that we're all part of. It's just how I perceive the universe as. And, you know, whatever you ask, I mean, because we're like you said, we're infinite beings. And really, like, humans are spiritual beings on a human journey, right? So we are part of this infinite energy. And it's just a matter of connecting and asking the right questions.
Exactly. Yeah, so a lot of times when people do ask that question, they have already decided the answer for it at the end. That if I'm asking this question, I must receive this. That is not how the question will work for you. You're not supposed to know the answer of what else is possible. You're just supposed to ask the question and let it be. Just move on.
Yeah, why limit? Because, you know, our thoughts are limited, right? And we don't know what's out there for us. So, I mean, why limit ourselves?
Exactly. Right? So just allow the universe to show you, because it will never show up the way you want it to show up. It may show up it will obviously show up in a very, very different way every time. So just allow those tools to work for you in their own mysterious ways and have fun with it. Have so much fun with it.
Yeah, Nidhi says they are magical tools.
They really are.
Magical.
They are.
Right. So Anshul, just very briefly, you put up some stories yesterday that I was very touched by, about this everything that the conflict that's happening in Palestine and what's happening there. I mean, and there were some questions that you put out there. They were very generic, but can you just quickly share them with us? Because I think they
So,
really
there is a little story about it. I'm going to be a little embarrassed telling you that. So, with the entire conflict between Israel and Palestine, I mean, it's been going on for the last 6 days. It's been a terror. And to be honest, I've been watching it on the news and I've been reading about it. Social media is so filled up with it. But I really did not know the actual information about it. And, yesterday was just that day. I woke up and I started reading, reading, reading. Getting more information, and I got so overwhelmed again because we are tapping into so much of drama again. Who doesn't belong to start it to happen? So I'm like, okay, I'm feeling this overwhelm. I'm feeling disturbed that we literally live in a world where it is normal for, two countries to shoot rockets at each other. Like, are we literally watching a war movie here? What's really going on? And I was getting very, very entangled, and I started to do my who doesn't belong to because I had to relieve myself of all of that. Being in the energy healing work, the only thing is that you tap into energies very quickly. So even while reading those few articles, watching a few, trying to get into the study, like I was just getting very curious about it. So I got so entangled with the energy, I started feeling heavy about it. And whenever I feel that, I know that that's my space to again be present in the moment. And I started asking those questions for myself. So what contribution can I be here? And how can I be a force of consciousness here? Now, that is again very, very weird because how can a mere human being sitting in India be a contribution to something that's going on outside my country? It's a political matter. I am nowhere in the picture. Then how can I be a contribution there? How can I add value there? But that is again not your job. That is really not your job. Your job is to ask the question. And I was going on asking questions and I started feeling light about it. So I started, making those posts and I just posted it on social media. And maybe including you, maybe 10 other people, 50 other people, 100 other people read those questions, repeated those questions, and some energy was created. And I believe that every energy that is created will create something greater.
Absolutely.
So if 100 people are sitting together and sulking about it and feeling anxious and depressed, and getting so terrorized with what's happening around in the world, if those 100 people together sit and feel that they can be a contribution and they can add value here, I'm pretty sure some change would be created. And again, it's not to me to analyze what it will and what it won't. It just will. That's the energy of contribution. When you ask this question, what contribution can I be here? What contribution can I be here? And just go on asking again without any answers to be found at the end of that question. Just ask the question and again move on. It's just that easy.
No, I love that because I think as human beings, I mean, it's also if you're asking, the thing is, like you said, this conflict has nothing to do with us and it's not affecting us, right? What happened in Delhi a week ago, 10 days ago, that really affected us because this was like very close to this, like hit close to home.
Exactly.
If something's happening so far away, I mean, it doesn't really affect us. But as a collective humanity, I
Of
think it
course.
affects all of us. And I think it's so important to ask these questions and send those, this kind of positivity. Some people would call it like a form of prayer. Like we would
Yes.
pray for somebody's well-being that, oh, the war should end and peace should prevail. Or you ask these questions as tools. It
Yes.
just kind of shows that you feel empathy and you're giving out some positivity towards
Exactly.
towards the people who are feeling are in such horrible situations right now. So
Yes.
I think that's really important and thanks for
And I
sharing.
think asking these questions, Taruna, also allows you to acknowledge one thing, that you are truly capable of contributing to anyone, to anything. You can be in a distant position, you can be in a different country altogether. You could not even know each other for that matter. You could just be the contribution. You're, again, just ask what contribution can I be here to anything, to anyone. And also ask what contribution can I receive from this? What contribution can I receive from this? And just last week, I did a talk on my page and I spoke about contribution, about how we can actually maximize our contribution, how we can receive contribution infinitely, and just give some tools around it, give some questions around it. So if anybody would be interested to talk, know more about what contribution is, They can definitely go and watch that little piece of talk that I did. So yeah, contribution allows you to be the infinite gift you can be to this universe. And we're all citizens of this planet. So it's never always about being, not being in that country or not being disconnected from those people. We're all one. We're all one energy. And like I said, being in this work of healing, you do tap into a lot of energies. Even a piece of article can move you, can shake you, can allow you to then move out of the overwhelm to being a contribution. And that's what your work is.
And that's key. That's key. And I would say another word for, a contributor or giving a contribution is like providing service, like what so many of us are right now doing, yes, or seva, right? In these difficult times that people are coming out and contributing and asking, how can we help or what can we do to kind of mitigate the situation or make people feel better or provide what they need, you know, whether it's beds or even if it's not our immediate friends or families, but people collectively have come out to contribute back, which is so amazing to see right now.
You know, history is going to remember the youth of this country for doing what it's doing right now. All these amazing foundations, all these amazing NGOs who have literally given up everything to be able to provide for those people who are not even family or friends. Like you said, we're not even in connect with these people. But everybody right now is choosing to be a contribution for this country. And you see the kind of service that's coming out. Everybody from their homes is trying to do even a langar seva if they can. Provide free meals or provide free medicines. Something or the other, everybody is trying to do to their greatest capacities. And I think, again, we chose a situation of crisis to bring out our greatest contribution. So next time, I've been telling myself, because we are aware of these tools and I want to bring it up here because now that we're talking about it, always, always be the contribution. Always ask this question, even in greater times, even in better times, that how can I still contribute here? How can I? Because like I said, if a situation is good, it can always be better. It can always be greater than that. And it's okay. We learn our lessons. We choose to be the contribution in tougher times, but these tougher times will never show up if we're always being the contribution to each other.
Right, right.
So one question again, one of my favorite, what else is possible is superb. And what contribution can I be is total magic, I believe.
Say that again.
I'm saying what else is possible is a beautiful question.
Right.
But what contribution can I be here is total magic for me. It does magic for me.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What contribution can I make here that is total magic for me?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Anjal. So moving from contribution, contributing and giving back, let's talk about, a little bit about parenting. You know, parenting is a challenge, nevertheless, at all times. During this pandemic, it's been a completely different ballgame. You know, what are your top tips for parenting, as parents, as far as Access Consciousness is concerned? Are there any... not specifically say for parents, but for children, are there tools that children can use in their day-to-day lives as well?
I have a daughter, she's 2.5 years old. And because she hears me yapping all of these tools all day long, so even she has this tool on her mouth, what else is possible, mama, what else is possible? She'll go on saying, and she doesn't even know the meaning, like she's 2.5 years old. She just, you know, like a parrot, she'll go on repeating what I say, and I just allow her to be that magic. I'm like, okay, use that tool as much as you want to, baby. Just go on, use it. The universe is going to bring something to you. So all parents who are listening to this, please give this tool of what else is possible, because I think kids are going nuts with boredom. They are suddenly stuck and confined to their spaces, not being able to meet their friends, not going to school, not living the normal life. And it's as if you just pull them out of their fun time and just lock them up into their spaces. And now they have to sit for a bigger punishment, which is online classes. So either the kids are clingy onto their screens or to their parents. And right. This way the parents go nuts because they are working from home and suddenly they have this job of sitting with their kids through online classes. It's become, we're also hands full suddenly. Because absolutely. Every member of the house is at home. So you've got to cater to their needs, cater to your children's needs, and work from home. So it's gotten too much. So what I believe is, like, thinking about parenting, whenever I see my daughter getting all cranky, irritated, I understand one thing. Let's all, I think, together acknowledge that. that our kids have that extra reservoir of energy now that's not being used up. They were going to playgrounds, parks, activities and hobbies earlier than this. Now they're at home and there is only little that you can do at home, right? In terms of physical and just utilizing your brain also. So they have this extra reservoir of energy that they want to use, which shows up in the form of tantrums or, I think, you know, misbehaving a little bit. So let's not judge our kids for that. And on the other hand, we are always depleted of energy. So you see the clash is between lack of energy and an extra reservoir of energy. And we're laser beaming at each other. And obviously the kid wins. The kid every time wins because they are conscious manipulators. So one thing which is very wonderfully told in Access Consciousness is that kids, children, babies are excellent conscious manipulators. Okay, now what is that? Basically, okay, have you, so all newborn babies, right? Or babies for that matter, they cry and they tell their parents or their mother that this is, that's how they give the message, by crying. And the mother automatically gets to know, oh, you know, he's hungry or he's probably sleepy or he wants a hug or a cuddle, whatever. That is conscious manipulation. When you get your work done, okay, and it always creates a win-win situation because the child gets what he wants, the mother gets the message, and it's a win-win situation. Kids do that. Kids do that at all times. Okay, they do it in the form of tantrums. They do it in the form of misbehaving, not listening to you, getting all cranky. They are just using their manipulation tools. And that's okay. Manipulation is not wrong when it's done consciously. So I use the same technique on my daughter. How can I consciously manipulate you? So whenever she is, I know she's coming to me with that crazy pang of, you know, irritation, mama this, mama that. I go on asking that question, how can I just consciously manipulate this kid right now? How can I do it? How can I do it? And to be honest, I use it with my husband also at times.
I was going to say.
You can. Fit this question absolutely anywhere. How can I be the greatest conscious manipulator of all times? Because it is always, it will lead to a win-win situation. Now, okay, I know I have confused some people with that question. So let me give you an example. So the other day, it was just a few days ago when my daughter was giving me hell having lunch. Terrible twos, you know about it, right? You also have a daughter. She's older now, so you've been through that phase. So she wasn't having lunch and she was being all cranky. I will not eat this and I will not do that and I will not sit in one place. So you can imagine the extra energy that they have. They don't want to be confined to one chair and, you know, one high chair or whatever. Right. So I understood that and I did not have the energy to deal with it, to be honest. So I kept asking, okay, universe, I need to consciously manipulate. Help, help, help. How can I consciously manipulate here? And I just kept asking that question. And before I could get very overwhelmed and lose my mind, a courier came up to the house. Like there was a courier at the door and the bell rang. So my staff, they just gave it to me that ye baby ke liye kuch aaya hai. I said, okay, great, bring it on. Okay, and then it was a toy that I had probably ordered a few days ago and I'd forgotten about it. So my child got very, very involved with that toy and I could finally manage to feed her. So this is exactly what happens when you ask the universe, I want to consciously manipulate her. Can you please help? And the universe again will work in its own funny, mysterious, strange ways and rearrange itself for you. But you've got to be willing to ask the question. Mm-hmm. You've got to be willing to get out of that madness of pulling your hair apart and screaming at your kid. And just asking a question and just waiting for it to show up. And it will show up again in ways that you can never imagine. You can really never imagine. I had totally forgotten about me ordering some online thing. You know, we're doing online shopping now. Obviously, everybody is. And it turned up at the right time. Now, how does that happen? That happens when you are willing to be that vulnerable. You ask a question and it works. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be there to acknowledge it. That, okay, universe, thank you for that.
So, I mean, it's interesting you use the word vulnerable, right? So it's kind of like submitting. It's kind of a similar word, like, you know, how we say you've got to submit to the universe in order for it to work towards you, right? So it's okay to kind of correlate that when you say you've got to become vulnerable or you've got to have the faith or you've got to submit to the higher power is then when it gets answered, right? Because otherwise, if you're asking a question without really kind of meaning it that it will be answered, It won't be, right?
It
So
won't.
it has to be done with submission or with that sense of
See,
being vulnerable, like you said.
That is such a good thing that you've actually caught on to, Taruna. That's amazing. Good eye. So whenever I'm doing a healing session, one of the first things that I work upon with a client is allowing them to be the energy of vulnerability. So I keep giving access consciousness clearing statements to allow them to be vulnerable, because there is so much that I want to contribute to them, but how do I know whether they are willing to receive or not? Mm-hmm. So people come with their barriers, with their points of views, with their thoughts, feelings and emotions that, you know, it's like an energetic wall. And I think before we, both Jessica and I start working on a client, one of the first clearing statement that I give to anyone and everyone is, all the energetic walls, masks, barriers, shields and cover-ups that don't allow you to be vulnerable here, can we please destroy and uncreate that? Mm-hmm. So if you're not vulnerable, if you're not being open and vulnerable and at ease with whatever comes your way, then you will, even if the universe brings something to you, you will never be able to see it. So if I wasn't the energy of vulnerability in that moment, that courier, for example, would have come to my house and would have been lying there. I would have not found it when I needed it the most. So again, another tool is, how much vulnerability can I be today? How much vulnerability can I use and operate with today? So like I said, access consciousness is such a universe of information. And it's like an ocean, right? And every little question, every little tool is like a drop of that ocean. And imagine there is so much. There is actually so much. And it's obviously very difficult to confine it to one little live chat. And this is why Jessica and I recently started doing this talk on our page. It's called A to Z of Consciousness. Mm-hmm. So we're literally dedicating 26 weeks to this talk, one letter a week, starting from ABC, you know, just to get a greater perspective about what consciousness is and how many tools can we use. And in that list, I will be talking about manipulation, conscious manipulation. So there are so many things that go with consciousness and so many beautiful tools that you can use in your daily life to create change, to create possibilities, and just to move out of conclusions and that stucky feeling that I'm stuck here. I'm really stuck here. I'm stuck in this COVID situation.
Right.
So in every situation where you feel stuck, I get very excited when I feel stuck, because I know that that's my moment of asking a question. And I know I can create
So you're the opposite, right? So most people they're like, oh, yay, sticky situation. Now I can ask the question.
Yeah.
But I hear you, because you know how to get out of that sticky situation, right? And that's what matters. Another thing I remember from one of your talks, perhaps, is something called a point of view. Because, you know, now, right now with COVID and all this anxiety, and there's like people talking about negativity, there's too much negativity around, right? And even if you want to come from a place of positivity, now, for instance, I would love to share that the cases in Delhi are falling down, and from what they were, say, 2 weeks ago. But there'll always be cynics and saying, oh, you know, the government is hiding the numbers, not the right number. So how can you change that? You know, like then can you speak about a point of view and how everybody has their own unique point interviews.
Yeah. See, first of all, I would like to say that your point of view creates your reality. Whatever point of view you have will actually decide how your reality shows up for you, what your world will be around you. So I don't really care about the numbers, to be honest. I've been watching the entire status of 4 lakh cases, 3.5 lakh cases. It's been nuts. Okay. So right now, your point of view has to be, see, I will again not say, there are a lot of people who are saying that corona to hai nahi, corona doesn't exist, and it's just a mild flu, and we all know who said that. So everybody has their own opinion, and I am no one to judge. I think when you enter the study of access consciousness, judgment is something you have to throw in the bin. Okay, so everybody is allowed to have their own points of view. My point of view for COVID is, and I would like to share with everyone, that, okay, COVID exists. Okay, we can see people dying of it. We can see households getting disturbed by the existence of this situation. The entire world has gone for a toss. COVID exists, but however, it is what it is. I am the dominant entity of my body. I am the dominant energy of my body. And even if COVID were to come to me, I will still know how to dominate my body with all my greatest capacities. Mm-hmm. And I think I've been using this statement for, again, from the day I learned about COVID. I'm like, okay, even if COVID is here in this world, I am the dominant entity of my body. I'm the dominant entity of my body. And touch wood, it's worked wonders for me. I haven't got COVID and I choose not to. And I choose to be safe. And there were 4 members in my house who got COVID and I was with them, around them. And luckily, I was allowed to be the dominant entity of my body, maybe.
That's amazing.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to judge and analyze it. Wow, it's my study who saved me. But I can still have gratitude, right?
Of course.
I can still have gratitude for whatever I'm, all the tools that I'm using. And why not? Why not? Maybe it worked. Maybe it was something else. Absolutely. But my job is, again, to have gratitude for whatever tools I have at hand. And why not? So I made a funny reel about it also.
Yeah.
That, you know, that COVID is coming to me. And I'm like, no, I am the dominant entity of
my body. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that reel. Yeah. Yes. Because you're the dominant entity and you don't want it. And you want COVID to stay out of your house.
Yeah.
So I saw that. I think and it's so true. It's a lot of it has to do with here and kind of being the dominant entity, like you said, and believing in that.
And I actually got an excellent validation after that. I want to share that here, that one of my clients, she got COVID and she said, she was telling me, she said, I had all the symptoms of COVID and I was feeling horrible with, you know, with the fever and the body ache and everything that happens. And she's like, I watched your reel and I started to say, I'm the dominant entity of my body. I'm the dominant entity of my body. She's like, my symptoms disappeared the next day.
Amazing.
And she said, I recovered, like, how? And when she told me that, I'm like, okay, this works. Like, this really works for people other than me also. So that was a great, great validation for me. And again, like I said, with these tools, with these questions, there is nothing that you will lose. It can never harm you. And a lot of people are so afraid of trying healing and all of that because they're so scared. They're like, what if there's a side effect? So here is a modality for everyone. You get to use it with your own awareness. There is no hypnosis here. There is no crazy energy work happening here. Just asking questions, using statements, and things changing for you. So like I said in the very beginning, please never go with what people tell you. Use your own awareness. Try it out on yourself. And that's how you, I think, reason out with your faiths.
Right. And you talk about something about a power of choice, like you said, like you're choosing that you are the dominant entity of your body, right? So it's the power of choice. So it's kind of you're connecting to the, you know, the infinite possibilities. And one of it is that, you know, I am the, you know, so you say that you are the dominant entity of your body. I love that. I love that statement. So, yeah, I think it's a lot of it has to do, you know, with faith and the belief and being vulnerable, like you said. I think that's key over here. At least that's the key point that I would take from your explanation. So, Anshul, thank you so much for that. Should we ask if anybody has any questions? And maybe if anybody has any questions for Anshul, now's the time to ask. We have a couple of minutes. All right, Jyoti says amazing.
I hope this was a contribution to everyone who
absolutely Anshul. So this was one tool that you gave us. And if somebody is like recovering or recovered already, and you know how you kind of you're on that path to recovery, is there any tool for somebody like that who, you know, with your energy levels are still kind of low, but you're COVID negative, you've come out of the doghouse, so to speak, but you're still not totally there. Do you have any tools for this?
There are a lot of tools. And one of the, again, please use I am the dominant entity of my body. Always, because that will again allow you to regain all your strength, all your power. And you can also say, like I've given it to some of my clients and they've used it. It's going to be a little weird. So whichever way I allow COVID to abuse my body, to use and abuse my body, I now destroy and uncreate it. Whichever way I allow COVID to use and abuse my body, I now destroy and uncreate it. Because when I was working with someone who had COVID, I realized I picked up this energy of abuse from that person's body. And then it came to my awareness that, oh my God, COVID is something that is abusing us, abusing our bodies in its own ways. You see how the symptoms have changed? and it's really not in our control. Initially, when COVID happened, people just got a fever. Now, when COVID happens, people, half the people are asymptomatic, half the people have nausea, half the people have diarrhea. COVID is literally abusing your bodies in its own way. It's become quite a dominant entity in this world right now. Mm-hmm. So again, please, this is one question that you can ask, whichever way, everywhere I'm allowing COVID to use and abuse my body, I now destroy and uncreate it all. So that is something that can be said. And I've been sharing with everyone who's recovering from COVID right now, who has COVID right now for that matter. So everybody can use that tool. I know these tools are a little strange, but I think all of Access Consciousness is a bit of strange stuff. You know, Access bars, 32 points on your head, Taruna, like, isn't that insane? But it works like magic. I have seen my husband get out of a bad situation with those Access bars tools. And like I said, I ran his bars for about 8 to 10 months straight. It was our routine. Like, you know, after lunch, after dinner, I'm running your bars, you get there. So it was like that. And things change, things shift. And Access bars has a lot to do with your points of view. They clear out your points of view of things.
Right, right. That's so amazing. That's so amazing. And kudos to you too, you know, to having that faith and being vulnerable to, you know, accept this practice into your life. And now you're sharing it with the wider, you know, world. And thank you so much, Anshul, for your time. This was a lovely
session. Thank you so much, Taruna. Thank you so much.
This was so amazing. And
talking to you.
Yes, yes. So guys, please reach out to Anshul on Instagram. And I'm going to be contacting you for a session soon as well. This is just
lovely.
This is so amazing. This is so amazing. And thank you so much for your time. And I hope everybody took away something, you know, great from this session. And this
I truly hope so, yes.
Yeah. Take care, Anshul. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Taruna. Bye.
Bye. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. That was Anshul. So from Soulution Healing, it's soulution.healing. That's her handle. So you can go follow her there. And if you need to get in touch with her for a personal session, perhaps, she's amazing. And so is her co-founder, Jessica. So you can reach out to both Anshul and Jessica for any sessions that you may require, or even if you have any questions about the talk and some of the tools that she shared with us. If you have any further questions, please reach out to them at soul, as in S-O-U-L, solution.healing. I'll also tag her in my post next. Thank you for your time. Thanks, Suvidha. Thank you. I think that's Agamya giving me hearts from Arjun's handle. All right. Thank you, guys. Bye. Take care. Have a lovely weekend.